Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Holy part two, Daffodil. It's another edition of Batmania's Cheese Please, or Cheese Please Batmania edition.
Very cool.
Either way, I screwed it up.
Well, you screwed up the last one, too, so yeah. It's just you continuing your record.
Well, I'm so excited. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the ultimate Batman was the one with Burt Ward and Adam West and all those guys because they were cheesy. I don't want to get serious with Batman. Come on.
Yeah, there's no point.
I want to see animated pow, bam, zoom on the screen during the fight sequences.
Absolutely.
And that car that zooms out of Bronson Canyon in Hollywood, that was a Batcave. It's actually not a cave. It's actually
a canyon.
It's a tunnel. It's actually a tunnel on the angle, but the way they shot it, it made it look like a cave.
Which worked out very well.
It's in a park. If you're ever in the Hollywood area, go check it out, Bronson Canyon. We haven't got there yet on the van, but
no, I don't think they'll let us into California.
No, really? How come?
We're not pretty enough.
Oh, that's true, but we're good enough to play some more Batman-oriented songs. From the 1966 Batman TV series, we continue. Some of these songs were recorded after Batman.
Keeping in mind that they are people who were characters in Batman.
Adam West is Batman, don't you know? And,
yes.
And then his retirement days, he ended up in Quahog, Rhode Island.
Where he's mayor.
Yes. Yes, that's how he gave up the whole Batman thing, and that's where he ended up, in Quahog, Rhode Island. Peter Griffin comes across him every so often. But anyway, we're continuing on our theme, if you haven't figured that out yet.
More Batman all the time.
Yes. We've got the story of Batman coming up shortly. And we're starting it off, yes, the Batman theme again, this time by a big guy in the 60s, Al Hurt, right here on
Batmania by Cheese Please.
Now give me back my candy!
Cheese!
citizens. This is not Santa Claus. It's not the Tooth Fairy. This is Batman speaking. With this record, I'm bringing you something a little extra. Something unusual, mysterious, even bizarre. This bat disc can now be converted into a Z-ray deflecting incognito meter physiog mask. Right after this chorus, I'm going to tell you how to activate. Okay, stand by. Take the disc carefully by the edge. Lift it to cover your face. Bring it to rest so that the bat observation aperture in the center is level with your line of vision. Lo, you've now become unrecognizable, even from your closest friends. Camouflage, protected from perilous Z rays. Only a bat record brings you all this, but beware of subtle imitations.
Please, when none other, Adam West and the story of Batman.
That I have a whole different story of Batman.
Has nothing to do with, I just can't talk, okay?
So let me do some talking.
From 1976, and before that we had Batman and Al Hurt, the Batman theme. On the show this week, my name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and now you're going to be quiet and I'm going to talk.
Yeah, feel free. Go ahead. Yeah.
I have a whole different story about Batman to tell you.
Is this good or bad?
It's interesting.
Okay, then.
When ABC originally conceived the idea of a television series based on the comic strip Action Hero.
Yes.
They wanted something in the hip and fun style similar to the man from Uncle.
Oh, that makes sense. U-N-C-L-E. Uncle.
Yes, Uncle.
Spy thing.
And they had given it to William Dozier to produce it. Yes. ABC and Fox were still expecting hip and fun, but still serious adventure show. However, this Dozier guy, who'd never before read a comic book, concluded after reading a couple of Batman comics for research, the only way to make the show work was to do it as pop art, campy comedy.
Oh, really?
Yes. So apparently there were two sets of screen test film.
Okay.
One with Adam West and Burt Ward in this pop art campy comedy style.
Right.
And one with Lyle Wagner and Peter Dyell in the hip and fun man from Uncle style.
Oh, the guy from the Carol Burnett show, Lyle Wagner. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And apparently the Adam West and Burt Ward screen test was better because they got the jobs.
So in other words, Bill Dozier actually read it as a campy comic book. And
thought that was the only way to make a TV show.
And apparently someone agreed.
it worked for a while.
Well, comic books are campy. Come on.
I'm not disagreeing.
Especially the pow, zam, zoom. That type of thing, right?
Exactly.
Speaking of campy stuff, we're going to bring you a very rare radio promo from 1966. You'd like to enter a Batman contest back then when you were in Hollywood? You're going to find out what you would have won shortly.
Yes, please don't enter this contest. Believe me, it is definitely over.
Yeah, it's a few years out of date. Peggy Lee starting off the next set, though, with that
no,
man.
Ending the next set.
Yes. I'm just so...
You're just beside yourself. You're so excited about Batman.
Exactly. Holy moly. Holy campy Limburger cheese. Peggy Lee and that man coming up, but we're starting out with Batman and Robin in the Clipper Caper, the Brothers Four, right here on
Batmania Chase, please.
And now we present Ratman and Bobbin in the Clipper Caper. You'll not only never guess the ending, but not even the beginning of this startling story of suspense. We take you now to the Rat Cave, somewhere in Goyam City.
That's not it.
Oh, that stinks, Ratman.
Uh-huh. I think I've got it now. Oh, Bobbin, this Clipper Caper really has me perplexed.
You mean it's not in our rat files?
No, it isn't. The only thing we know is that the Mad Barber, that arch criminal, is cutting the hair off of every rock and roll singer in the world. Why, he's reduced the Rolling Stones to a handful of smooth pebbles.
And Sonny and Cher both look like Yul Brynner.
It's horrible, horrible. We must apply our brain power to these clues. The one thread of evidence we have is that the Mad Barber is from the little village of Streisand, Italy.
Holy fettuccine, Ratman! You mean he's the barber of
Cool it, Bobbin. What a suit on our hands. Speaking of suits, why don't you get a new one? Those tights look ridiculous. And see who's at the door.
Okay.
Well, good evening. I've been looking for you, gentlemen. You're stealing all my bits. I am the original Batman.
Oh, this is Ratman's place. You want Batman, the crime fighter. He lives upstairs in 412.
Oh, very good. Later.
That evening, in the Rat Study, we join the Cape Crusader as he speaks to his lifelong servant and valet.
Oh, Adams, come in here, please.
Yes, sir.
Adams, remove my rat cape.
Yes, of course, sir.
Then Adams, remove my rat gloves.
Right away, sir.
Adams, remove my rat boots.
Very good, sir.
Now, Adams, the next time I catch you wearing my rat clothes around this mansion, there's going to be big trouble.
Sorry about that, sir.
Get out of here.
Holy Sausalito, Ratman. What do we do now?
Well, it's obvious to me, Bobbin, that the Mad Barber's next target could only be the Beatles.
Gasp!
And by strange coincidence, the Beatles are appearing tonight at the Goyam City Arena.
That's right, man.
But how can we intercept that fiend, the Mad Barber?
Holy zip code, Ratman, I've got it. He's at the Paragon Ballroom.
But, Bobbin, that's on the opposite side of town.
I know, but listen to the clues. Paragon, pair, take away, cut, gone, all the hair gone. Paragon, I know he's there.
Fantastic, Bobbin. Let's go.
Just moments later, we find the dynamic duo at the Paragon Ballroom, where they've cornered the Mad Barber and are locked in physical combat.
Batman, open the door. I'm locked in physical combat.
Bobbin, come out of there and help me with this fight.
Here, take this left to the jaw. Kapow!
Nice one, Bobbin, nice one. I'll see that left to the jaw and raise you a right to the midsection. Boof.
A beauty, Ratman. We've got him subdued.
Yes, we have. Now, you tonsorial terror, tell us why you wanted to cut the hair off of every rock and roll singer in the world. Tell us. Speak.
Well, nobody needs all that hair to play nice champagne music.
Larry, you?
Yes, it's me, and it's these teenagers that are driving me insane. It's all those dances. It's that Watusi, and that frugging, and that monkey, and the big bodies and hot
pots. Oh, take him away, Commissioner. Well, we've done it again, Boy Wonder.
Right, Ratman, we've solved another crime, and we did it without revealing our true identities.
Yes, only our hairdresser knows for sure.
Dude, I snarfed! That should be my pledge name, Snarf! Ooh, let's play Ookie Pina! Snarf, go first!
Cheese!
Bravest man in town. Wow.
would stick around. Great Scott! Why not? He can do more than any man can. I gotta get that man for me.
Little does he know, I've been hiding in the trunk.
Keith Wheeze with Peggy Lee and That Man.
That man was Batman.
I suppose. That Man, Batman, and of course that, before that we had Batman and Robin and the Clipper Keeper, also known as Ratman and Bobbin. And the evil person, none other than Lawrence Welk. You remember that? The king of champagne music back in the 60s.
Lawrence Welk is.
81, 82. A wonderful, wonderful day. Except on cheese, please. Well, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, you get the idea. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil. And this week's dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird has a Batman flavor.
Batman, part two of two. I'm sorry. We don't have any more music after this. Just one of those things, right? We tried.
We do try.
I'm sorry. If you wanted more music, just go online and find some more. But hey,
more.
Hey, we got this promo. This is kind of cool. KHJ Boss Radio in Los Angeles in 1966 had this great giveaway contest tied in a Batman. And you're going to hear it.
Right now.
This is Batman.
And Robin.
With exclusive news for KHJ listeners.
It's the Batphone Secret Number Contest presented by Boss Radio.
There's a terrific prize for the first KHJ listener to guess the secret number of our Batphone.
You'll visit Batman and me at 20th Century Fox and be our guest for lunch at the studio.
Then you'll ride to the Batcave in the Batmobile, where Robin and I will present you with a 1966 console color television set. Here's clue number one. The numbers 9, 3, and 0 are in the Batphone secret number, though not necessarily in that order. Watch for Robin and me on Channel 7 Wednesday and Thursday nights. And keep it on KHJ for more clues in the Batphone secret number contest.
Oh, wow. So
that was kind of cool.
I'm guessing after awarding the kid or whoever won the 1966 color TV, you didn't get another ride in the Batmobile. Because let's face it. How do you get a color TV into the Batmobile?
You put it in the bat trunk.
There's a bat trunk?
Of course there's a bat trunk. People get put in it.
Oh, it's been a while since I saw this. I forgot about the bat trunk. Wouldn't you have to leave the whole bat trunk open? Color TV is kind of big.
Back then, for sure.
Oh, I just, and who lifts it in
maybe
now?
Maybe they use the bat trailer.
Oh, the bat trailer or maybe the bat boat? No, that would make sense. I just see a big color TV sticking out of the back. They couldn't, like, zoom or, hey, maybe the fire from the back of the Batmobile would set fire to the color TV. What do you think?
I think you're crazy.
Oh, well, so what? It's my show. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please Presents Batmania.
Oh, let's get back to the music we have. Oh, none other than our favorite guy, Burt Ward, coming up shortly with Boy Wonder, I Love You. But we're starting off with Burgess Meredith and The Escape, right here on
Batmania, presented by Cheese Please.
Batman and Robin had me thrown in jail, and the nitwitted judge said, for the Penguin, no bail. They can shackle and chain me, but still I'll escape with the help of the tricks that I've got up my cape.
He's the Penguin.
That's me.
He's the Penguin.
That's me. First I release some pigeons. They fly through the air to summon my rat finks from everywhere. They bring an umbrella that shrinks prison bars, and then I hop on it and ride to the stars.
He's the Penguin.
That's me.
He's the Penguin.
You think you can cage the Penguin, you mud hen? I'm free once again, so let's celebrate. criminals invited to my house at 8. We'll sit around plotting a bank job or two, and I'll teach you how to waddle like the penguin do.
He's a penguin.
Quack, quack, quack. That's me.
He's a penguin.
I'm a swinging bird, you finks. So beware, Mr. Batman. The penguin is back. Better tell Robin to go home and pack. You and that little delinquent are all through, 'cause this time the penguin outsmarted you.
He's the penguin.
On this record, the signal to type will be the words, "Let's begin." S-N-A-R-F-D-U-D-E space D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L period space. Return. Relax your hands.
Cheese, please.
Boy Wonder, taking this opportunity to catch up on my fan mail. Even as a Boy Wonder, it's really hard to read all the tons of mail I get. Here is a happy letter from someone just about your age. Dear cute, wonderful, fabulous, magnificent, exquisite Boy Wonder, a cold chill runs up my spine every time I see you sock a villain. And oh, how I cry when you're even scratched. Please don't send me a mimeograph copy of interesting facts about you. I want your handwriting. I have a whole wall of my room dedicated to you. Oh, Boy Wonder, I'm making a gum wrapper chain to symbolize my love for you. It's going to be as long as I am tall, and I'm 5'10" in stocking feet. Please, Boy Wonder, please come next Saturday and sleep for a week or two. I will feed you breakfast in bed. I will make your bed for you. And I like you so much that I want you to spend the whole summer with me. I hope you know this is a girl writing.
Cheese, please. With Fred Ward getting creeped out these days, he would have a numerous stalkers as opposed to fans.
Yeah, they're way above the regular fan, those ones.
That's just a teensy bit creepy.
Now, the interesting thing about that song.
What?
Snarf Dude.
Oh, yes, Daffodil.
And I am Daffodil. The interesting thing about that song.
Creepy.
Is that it was written and arranged by Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa?
Really?
Really?
Really.
Why?
Well, I guess you'd have to ask him. I don't know why, but Frank Zappa did it.
Why would the great Frank Zappa even touch this?
Because Boy Wonder was very popular at the time.
Apparently so. He would call in Frank Zappa doing that. I think they also did Orange Color Sky, a song that, well, produced by Frank Zappa as well. And I decided not to play that because it's even too terrible for our show.
And there are some songs out there that are too terrible for us to touch.
We have played it in the past, but I decided to say, no.
Not this time.
And before that, we had Burgess Meredith and The Escape.
Which is related to the song we played last week,
yes,
The Capture.
The Capture, yes. What can you tell me about this one?
Well, when they play The Capture, they actually play a bunch of stuff from The Escape during that song.
Oh.
So it plays behind when he's doing the capture part. I have a different fact.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that the show almost got switched from ABC to NBC?
And?
When it was canceled. NBC agreed to take it over and was ready to continue.
Yes.
But before that could happen, they discovered someone destroyed all the Batman sets.
Oops. Well,
and that's why there was no more Batman.
Nothing lives forever in Hollywood, it seems. And speaking of ending things, we got to end this show this week on the show. Hope you enjoyed our two-part Batman special.
This being part two. If you missed part one last week, so sad, so bad.
Oh, well, what can I do? We might rerun it again at some point. Anyway, until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. Come back next week where there will be more wacky, weird shenanigans from Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And we're ending off a Jan and Dean song titled Batman. Until next week, folks. Goodbye.
Bye.
I don't know who he is behind that mask, but we need him, and we need him now.
He's known as Bruce Wayne by day, wealthy socialite. But incognito in dress, he finds crime by night. Yeah, it's Batman and Robin, boy wonder at his side. Hey now, Riddler, Penguin, Joker, better go and hide. We need the Batman. We need the Batman. Signal sweeps across the midnight sky. Somewhere in Gotham City, it'll find the Batman's eye. There's a crime wave going on, but not for very long, 'cause the Batman's gonna teach him right from wrong. They call him Batman. They call him Batman. Did you see that strange car?
No, why?
It was shaped like a bat.
So when you see the Batmobile quickly pass you by, you know they've heard the bat phone and the commissioner's cry. Yeah, that dynamic duo's out to prove crime doesn't pay, and from the Batcave our heroes keep evil at bay. We need the Batman.
Black, terrible.
As if in answer, a huge bat flies in the open window.
A bat, that's it. It's an omen. I shall become a bat.
And thus is born this weird figure of the dark, this avenger of evil, the Batman.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.